On Wednesday, May 22nd, we talked to Shelton Mayor Mark Loretti about an op-ed he wrote in the Hartford Courant. In that op-ed, the mayor says he's changed his mind regarding a casino for Bridgeport. Longevity provides perspective, and I've been in Connecticut long enough to recognize when the status quo will no longer serve us well. Nearly three decades ago, when casino gambling came to Connecticut in a negotiated settlement between a governor and a newly federally recognized tribe, Bridgeport was in contention as a casino location. I did not support the idea. At the time, I thought there would be better options for the tremendously well-positioned property that was being considered. Sitting along the I-95 corridor, Long Island Sound as an alluring backdrop, a casino did not seem to be as good as we could get. With the benefit of hindsight and more than 28 years, I've changed my view. If one of the world's most respected entertainment companies wants to spend $750 million in Bridgeport, create jobs, boost economic development, and eliminate blight, we should let them. Those words written in the Hartford Courant today by Shelton Mayor Mark Loretti. Mayor is with us right now. Mayor, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And yourself?
Good, Mayor. I remember at the time you were one of the local officials who, you know, was not big on the casino idea, but you say a generation plus has changed your thinking on this. Talk a little about that.
Well, if you just look at what has not transpired in the city of Bridgeport, then all bets have to be off.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, we should be trying different things. See, I think that Bridgeport has tremendous potential. Tremendous potential. You know, once upon a time, we made everything in the world in the Park City.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have got to reinvent ourselves at Bridgeport. This would be a tremendous shot in the arm. You know, government cannot be at the table financially all the time. It just doesn't work if that happens.
So you're talking about the issue with raising taxes and raising fees and nickel and diming and tolls and all this. You say it's got to come from somewhere else.
Well, it's got to come from the private sector. We've got to... You know, in this great country, we didn't become the richest country on the planet because where we were, we became that because of American ingenuity,
mm-hmm.
and business capitalism. And we should, you know, we've got to let that role take over in Bridgeport. I think we've done a pretty good job of doing that in the city of Shelton.
Yeah.
Shelton's a different place today.
The mayor of Shelton, Mark Loretti, joins us. He had a guest editorial in the Hartford Courant today, and I applaud anyone who, in hindsight, changes his or her mind. And like I said earlier in talking about politics in the country earlier today, everybody with a brain, I think, changes their mind on things at some point. And the mayor has put together a pretty passionate editorial here, an argument for a casino. You know, Mayor, whenever the casinos are mentioned, I don't care where it is, you can't just look at the number of people that it would employ. There's always the ancillary effect, the effect that ripples out, correct, from a casino to other area locales and jobs.
Oh, there's no question about it. The spinoff is tremendous. The local vendors throughout Fairfield County and in Haven County will be incredible. You know, this is we're on the edge in Bridgeport of one of the wealthiest financial markets on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. We've got to do better.
It is stark, Mayor. It is stark that you can drive on I-95 and be, you know, around exit 25 or 27. You're looking down at, you know, some pretty depressed areas. And then within 10 minutes down I-95, you're looking over at banking companies that literally handle billions and billions of dollars in transactions. You're right. The juxtaposition here is stark. I don't know if there's a place in the world where it's more stark than it is here.
And it's been that way for over a quarter of a century, and maybe even more. And things like this, encouraging businesses, all kinds of businesses, to invest is paramount to our success. If the state of Connecticut is going to get out of this financial mess that we're in, then our cities have to do better.
And look, I know you're looking at it as a chief executive of a city in the Valley. And look, who's to say that that, you know, if a casino goes up in 2 or 3 or 5 years, the ripple effects won't be felt in your city of Shelton, along with Naugatuck, Ansonia, Seymour. I mean, the whole valley there, I think, would be ripe to, you know, reap a lot of the bucks coming out of that casino.
Well, you know, oddly enough, we're feeling some of that ripple effect now in the number of hotels. We have 7 hotels in Shelton. And a lot of the activities that take place at the University of Bridgeport, Sacred Heart, Fairfield U, Housatonic, those teams and those spectators stay in those hotels in Shelton, and they eat in restaurants on Bridgeport Avenue in Shelton. So there's definitely a synergy here that is conducive to success for everyone.
Mayor, when you look back at 28 years ago when you were weighing this in on this, as well as other officials, and I do remember it, but just to refresh the memory of some folks who are listening now that may not remember it all that much, what was the ultimate reason it never happened 28 years ago? If you had to pin it on one or two things, what would you say it was?
Well, probably the Bridgeport delegation in Hartford, along with the regional people, were just not strong enough. You know, I think there was some opposition down in the Bridgeport area over traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I got to chuckle at that because we have traffic anyways. So, you know, don't think that businesses that are going to make that kind of an investment in a place are doing it on a wing and a prayer. They know exactly what they're doing. They're not going to invest that kind of money and fail. So, you know, I think sometimes we in government think that we're smarter than everybody else.
And if anything, Mayor, you in the agreement, you say, and a number of these casinos do, and stadiums and all the time, you say, okay, we're going to give you the go-ahead for this, but it is contingent upon making or paying for these improvements to parking and the on-ramps and off-ramps and traffic signaling. That can be written in any agreement, correct?
Exactly. And it's not the taxpayers footing that bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
You
I'm
know,
sorry.
There's a lot here. You know, 28 years ago, Connecticut was flush with Fortune 500 companies, and I thought that would continue, and it continued to erode and not grow, and Bridgeport got passed over. Heck, there were many companies that came to Shelton that passed over Bridgeport. I remember very vividly the Pitney Bowes story.
Yeah.
When the state of Connecticut was going to give them the land and give them a low interest loan to build their corporate headquarters over there on Sylvan Avenue on 25, where the Home Depot is now.
Yeah.
And they passed it all up. They came to Shelton and they footed the bill themselves. So, you know,
incredible.
But that's what has transpired. And an investment like this will really help Bridgeport turn the corner.
What do you say, Mayor? What do you say to people? And you and I hear this all the time. Yeah, this is great, but we already have casinos. We have a third casino going up. We have Keno. We have the lottery. We may have sports betting. What's your answer, Mayor, to people who say there's just too much betting, too much gambling, too much vice in Connecticut? What would you say to them?
I'd say that we have that now, legal and illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think that it's not going on, you need to take a closer look. You know, the casino industry is now not only become gambling, but they've become entertainment. And it's a huge, huge industry.
Sure. People want to go see a show, too. It's not just about slot machines anymore.
Exactly. It's about shows. It's about different types of entertainment. It'll coincide with the ballpark down there or the ex-ballpark.
Yeah.
There's just so many things that the spinoff creates.
And not to mention the capacity you would then have for a high-speed ferry service. I know you have the Bridgeport to Port Jeff Ferry, obviously, but now you could bring in a couple of these new higher speed boats, right, that wouldn't carry cars. You could make specialty boats there that could probably make that 12 or 13 mile trip across the Sound in half the time.
Exactly. And you know, people like variety. They like change. They're not going to go to the same place all the time. They're not going to go to the same casino all the time. They're not going to go to the same restaurant all the time. They're not going to go to the same ballpark all the time. It's just who we are, and so competition is very healthy for any type of industry.
Mm-hmm.
But we in Connecticut have a way of creating monopolies.
Yeah, you mentioned that in the piece. Yeah, you said that in the piece. Yeah.
Well, and there are many examples. There are many examples, not just the casinos with Mohegan and the Pequots, but look at asphalt. Look at garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Taxis. Try to start a taxi company in this state. There you go. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mayor, from your lips to God's ears, crystal ball, you think this ever happens?
You know, I don't know. Crazier things have happened. Hartford's a crazy place this time of the year. You know, there's all kinds of agendas. There's all kinds of deals that go on. Most of them aren't very good, but we end up with them. I just hope that people there will be able to see the wisdom of this private investment in a city in this state that badly needs it.
All right, Mayor Mark Loretti, once again of Shelton, thank you. Folks, check out his op-ed today. He's changed his mind on a Bridgeport casino, and he thinks it's the way to go. Mayor, thanks. We'll have you on again. We appreciate it.
Hey, Paul. Take care.
Thanks, Mayor. Bye-bye.